It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
The governor of the state was nowhere to be seen yesterday when President Trump visited Missouri. The Missouri governor has been indicted for invasion of privacy, so Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley was on hand. Hawley is a Republican who this week kicked off his campaign to unseat Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill in a race that's sure to be watched closely across the country. From This Week in Agribusiness, leaders of the National Corn Growers say they are pleased Congress is addressing a change they wanted made in last year's big tax bill. They were concerned about that provision that provided a more favorable tax treatment for grain sold through farmer cooperatives versus grain marketed through private grain companies. The Corn Growers Group said the patch on that tax bill is extremely important for addressing what it called the unintended consequences of the tax law and restoring certainty to the marketplace for farmers. The NCGA is urging Congress to adopt the proposed changes later this month. What is being called the Child Bride Bill to limit underage marriage in Kentucky is moving toward passage in the state legislature there. The bill picked up speed after a compelling testimony from a woman who said she survived an abusive marriage as a teenager. She was married at the age of 13, says she was abused by her husband, and no one would help her for fear of interfering in a marriage. The bill would establish 18 as the legal age of marriage, or 17 with the permission of the family or a judge. Police say they have found that missing Nobel Prize chemistry professor from Purdue University. 82-year-old Aishi Nagishi was found walking along a road in northern Illinois. His 80-year-old wife was located nearby in their car. She was dead. Foul play is not suspected. The woman suffered from Parkinson's disease. It had not looked good for Toys R Us for quite some time. Now there's word all of the stores will close as the company files for bankruptcy protection. There are many of us who are parents of millennials who recall shopping for toys there, and many millennials can recall favorite toys that they played with that came from Toys R Us. One of my favorites that we bought there was, and this probably won't surprise you, was Stretch Armstrong. And I loved him even more, but I found out what allowed Stretch to go from 15 inches to about 5 feet? It was corn syrup in there. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Climate. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.